The search for the next Anchorage School District superintendent is down to two finalists. Today, the board announced the names and described the final selection process, which includes a community forum with each candidate. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The two finalists are Steve Atwater, current superintendent of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, and Jim Broder, former superintendent of Lee County School District in Fort Myers, Florida. School Board President Gretchen Guess revealed the names at a press event that was watched by about 100 school district employees.
We got over 150 applications, and we went through and we rated all the candidates, and the whole board rated. We didn't have the search firm rate or provide finalists. We did that work ourselves.
Atwater, or Browder, will replace Carol Como, who served as Anchorage superintendent since 2000 and has been with the district for over 30 years. In June, Como announced she will retire at the end of this school term. Guests said, as superintendents, the two finalists share some professional qualities.
Both of these are great leaders. They both have implemented RTI, which is our number one priority in the district, and they both have proven experience as superintendents.
RTI stands for Response to Instruction, a new system that the school board is implementing in various basic disciplines. If the two candidates possess the similar qualities cited by Guess, several differences also exist. From his Kenai location, Atwater is familiar with Alaska and the Anchorage School District. But as a past superintendent of an 80,000 student district, Browder has administrative experience closer to Anchorage's 50,000 student range. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District lists between 9 to 10,000 students. The Fort Myers area contains greater ethnic and racial variety than Kenai, although Guess stressed both superintendents have worked with programs for low-income students, an important point for the Anchorage School Board. The next step is to bring both candidates to Anchorage. Broder will be here during the first week in January, Atwater the second week.
During their on-site interviews, they're going to be out in our schools, meeting with our students, meeting with our principals, meeting with the leadership, the assembly, and the mayor. They're going to have time on talk radio. They're going to have time with the press. They're going to have two interviews with the school board, one at the beginning and one at the end.
Also during their Anchorage visits, Atwater and Broder will take part in community forums where the public can participate or watch on the district's television channel. Guest said one topic certain to arise is what the pair did to improve No Child Left Behind progress requirements during their previous tenures as superintendents.
We are going to ask them to bring forward in the on-site interview, and we're going to be discussing much more in the on-site about what did you do regarding student performance at your last position.
Board President Guest declined to describe the salary offering other than to say it will probably be higher than Como's, which is $165,000 plus benefits. Como's salary is among the lowest in the nation for a district the size of Anchorage. Current plans call for the new superintendent to be selected in mid-January, with the contract finalized by month's end. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.